So, before we continue, I just want to say that when someone allows teachers here to do a half an hour in Tikkun HaBrit, it's time of good advice. Positive is always better than negative. So, a person can come and daven, let's say, and guard in the eyes. Yeah? And he comes and he says, Hashem, I don't want to see women in the street. I don't want. It's very good. And sometimes they cause a person into not such a good feeling. It comes from a negative place, a negative side of how you're praying. And that, a person can pray differently. You come, you daven to Hashem. Hashem, I only want you. I only want you. The result is, I only want you. Therefore, I don't want to see anything which will disconnect me from you. But because I only want you. It comes from a positive place that I want something. Not that I don't want. And it works better. A person feels better with himself and better about what he's davening for. Okay, so it works well. That's not good advice. So now, after we learned that we have to daven for Shmirat HaBrit, that's the main thing we have to work on. I have to see what is Shmirat HaBrit. And that's what Rav Aruch is talking about today now. Ach adayin aleinu lehagdir heitev mai Shmirat HaBrit. But still, we have to define well what is considered Shmirat HaBrit, guarding the Brit. And how is it possible to keep the Brit and to merit Tikkun HaBrit in a practical way? כי אפשר להביא מקורות רבים ולעשות תיקון הברית. כי אפשר להביא מקורות רבים ולעשות תיקון הברית והספרים מלאים מזה. Because we can bring many, many sources for this subject of תיקון הברית. And there's many books which are full of this, but this is not a book of sources and stuff like that. This is a book of work. This is a practical book. And therefore, we focus on what is the main job. And now we have to focus what to do exactly. זה ברור, this is obvious, ששורש כל החטא ובתאווה לנשים השולט במוחו ולבו של האדם. The source of this sin is the lust for women that is controlling a person's brain and his heart. But you have to remember that the man's brain and heart are run by what he sees in his eyes. Kol od adam pogem ba'enayim. As long as the person still goes in the street and blemishes his eyes, meaning he's not careful about what he sees. V'adayin ro'el mistakel b'nashim, and he still sees and he looks, stares at women. Hu mosif shemen lemedurat ha'tava ha'boeret b'kirbo. He's adding oil to this fire of lust which is burning in him. Hu melabe et ha'esh shel ha'tava. He's infusing, giving more power to the fire of the lust. זאת אומרת שהוא מחזק את שורשי החטא. This means that he is strengthening the source and the roots of the sin. ואיך יוכל לתקן את הברית כשכל מוחו וליבו אסורים בתקן של התאווה? How can one fix his heart and his brain and his heart, fixing the brit, when his brain and his heart or in this jail, in this prison of the Taiva. וזאת מלבד מה שפגם העיניים בעצמו, פגם חמור מאוד שהוא עיקר פגם הברית, תימד בחוב הטבעו של האדם. And this is besides the fact that פגם, blemish in the eye is a very, very חמור thing. Right? That's the main פגם הברית. Besides that fact, the thing that comes out of that, that the person's brain and heart are completely filthy, and he has no will. He can't even start working on anything. The kvar b'shlav zeh, and already in this stage of the book, right in the beginning, chashuv lizkor. Have to remember. Must important to remember. She'enayim shmurot and enayim shmurot. What's considered guarded eyes? Closed eyes. Want to guard your eyes? Close your eyes. Can? And when they're open, they're not guarded. Because then you have no control what comes into your eyes. If your eyes are open, you have no control what comes into the eye. If they're closed, you know that you don't see what you don't need to see. Come on. On the other hand, when a person marries to guard his eyes, then the way of Tikkun HaBrit is much easier because his heart is full of will, full of desires to Hashem. And he has amazing livelihood, excitement in prayer, and excitement in Bodhu, then it's easy for him to have long tefillah, that through that he merits all the tikkun habrit and tshuva. Nimtza, so it comes out that everything depends on shmirat ha'enayim. Kmo shnevaer ba'arichut behemshech ha'perek v'apakim ha'baim. Like we will explain lengthily later on in the perek and in the further paragraphs. V'chol adam chayav le'afni, further chapters. V'chol adam chayav le'afni meitev et ha'yesod hazeh shebo tluya kol hakdusha shelo v'hatzlachat ha'chaim shelo. And each man must internalize well this fundamental idea. And on this depends all his kedusha, all his holiness, and all of his success in life. People ask me many times what to pray for first. The answer is, first of all, you pray for your eyes. As long as the person is still transgressing the Asel HaDibor, the Ten Commandments, and he's over on many other worse, very bad sins every single day, what, he's still asking me what to pray for? First, he'll daven not to sin these sins which are the basic of Judaism, right? The foundation for life. And he'll pray about his eyes. Yeah. A person needs to do cheshbon nefesh. Rav Asher says someone has to do to see what's worth in my life. A person doesn't guard his eyes. What does he gain? Did someone say he can gain something? What does he gain? The garbage he has in his head?
But it's garbage in a red dress.
The red dress is the garbage, huh?
Can you say a bracha? How beautiful is this picture? Isn't there a bracha?
For men, not for women. A woman for a woman. Let's see what a person loses by when he looks at what he doesn't have to look at. He loses his happiness, he loses his kedusha, his yirah shamayim, his connection with Hashem, he loses his prayer, he can't pray. He loses his wisdom, he loses his memory, especially his memory that everything is from Hashem and his emunah. He loses his Torah, he loses his zivug, even if he's married, he loses his zivug. He has found shalom bayis. He loses his children, that he won't have children. When a person spills out the seed, he loses that he won't have children. Or even if he has children, he'll go through seven chambers of Gehenna. He loses his parnasa, he loses his happiness for life. But the biggest loss of all is what's left in his mind. What's left in his brain is horrible pictures, which continues causing him to sin over and over, because that's what he has in his head. If he were to find something which is worth his while to sin in this sin, maybe we'll see, maybe it's worth it. But the person, nothing, he doesn't gain anything. He just, some imaginary pleasure which he doesn't gain from anything for what he saw. Just depression he has in this. And Avreich came to me, Rav Aush says, and he told me, Kvod Arav, I have no life. I didn't know this Avreich, so I asked him, are you married? He said, yes, and my wife is pregnant. I said, Baruch Hashem, you're a young Avreich, soon you'll have children. I wish everyone's like you. Well, what's the problem? Until he answered me, Rav Aush says, I already understood the situation. I asked him, you're looking through the internet? That's why you don't have life? He says, yes. I don't have life, I don't have parnas, I don't have anything. First thing I did, I took his computer. He had a laptop with him. He said, Gamalno. No, you have another problem besides this Gehenom that you're in? This person used to go into the pornographical, whatever it's called, the internet, into the websites. And Albano says, all the crazy people come from this type of new immorality. So of course his life is, of course he's depressed and doesn't have life. And a person, he makes himself burn for an avera, it's a much of craziness. What does the person have from this craziness? At the end of the story was that he accepted himself a neder with a vow that he won't go into the internet at all. And I guided him to do every day half an hour, to ask from Hashem that he will nullify from him all the bad wills, and that he'll get back his good wills, and then he'll reach to get to Gan Eden. Be'emet, after believe in the power of tefillah, a person can go and daven, go to the field and ask Hashem. You have a will to see women? No, tzaddik, no one's coming to blame you. You're not a bad person. You're a tzaddik. It's human. It's natural. It's fine. But what's not fine, that person's not dealing with it. Go to the field and fix it. Go and ask Hashem. Hashem, you created this creature, which is me, and I'm sick. I have this desire to see women, to see the shape of a woman. Help me. Help me. Clean me out. I don't want to do that. I only want you, Hashem. I only want to see you. I don't want to see anything else. Ketcha, simply, every day. And if someone does in half an hour every day, it's a lot more powerful than say one time he does 3 hours. And so then he stops. He does another half an hour. And he gets clean. He gets clean completely. So that was Bui Pi Shalom. We'll just see some stories of what Rabbi Yitzchak Mendel now.